and this is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm. A new Washington State apple is on the way. Washington State University apple breeders have come up with a new variety. KUOW's Bill Radke wants to know how it'll look and taste, and also why we need yet another apple.
I have never gone to a supermarket apple section and thought, you know, there just are not enough options here.
Let's see, we have here Fuji's, Envy's, Granny Smith, Gala, Ambrosia, Opal, Sugar Bee, Cosmic Crisp, Pink Lady, and Honey Crisp.
Those last two, Honey Crisp and Pink Ladies, are the parents of the new WSU apple. Here's the apple's breeder, horticulture professor Kate Evans.
We took pollen from the flowers of a Pink Lady tree, and then we just dusted that pollen onto the flowers of a Honeycrisp. It's a more precise way of doing what the bee does. It's a sort of firmer apple, intermediate in terms of its sweetness and tartness.
I guessed it was firm because since I was a kid long ago, apples have gotten firmer and firmer. They have crisp in their name. You cannot get crisp enough. Why is that?
I would disagree. And maybe if you're noticing that apples are getting firmer as you're getting older, is that a result of your teeth, maybe?
Ouch. Now that hurt. Almost as much as biting into a modern apple. But why do we even need another apple variety on top of all the rest?
The majority of apples that are currently being grown here still were selected, bred elsewhere, which means they're not as well suited to Washington State as they could be. So we do a fabulous job, right, with the apples that we're growing. But, you know, how much better could it be if we're growing apples that have actually been bred and selected for our growing conditions?
For instance, Minnesota has long cold winters and a much shorter growing season than ours. That's good for producing their Honeycrisp. Western Australia has a longer growing season than we do. That's good for their Pink Lady. Washington State's latest apple was the Cosmic Crisp, and it's been a hit. Sales have doubled over the previous year, which brings us to the other reason to breed yet another variety. The global apple market is in the billions. Washington State University would like to take that big, juicy market and... The new apple is still several years away from reaching our shelves. It takes time to entice growers, plant trees, grow trees, and settle on a name.
Naming an apple is more difficult than naming my children because people always tell you when they hate the name, and they rarely do that when it's your kids, right?
Any suggestions? Crispy Crisp? Mega Crisp? Toothbreaker? Let me know your ideas and I'll pass them on. I'm Bill Radke, KUOW News.
Father.